tens of thousands of Iranians have gathered in Tehran for the funeral of the former Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader who was killed at the start of the US and Israeli war on Iran. Khamenei's coffin was unveiled late on Thursday, along with those of his daughter, son-in-law, daughter-in-law and 14-month-old granddaughter before being laid in state in Tehran over the weekend. Three of Khamenei's sons attended the ceremony in Tehran, but not his successor, whose whereabouts remain unknown. Giorgio Caferio is a chief executive and founder of Gulf State Analytics and joins me now. Giorgio, what do we know about how these events will unfold? It's not one simple lone funeral event. This is happening in Iran and also in parts of Iraq.
Yeah, well, I think it's very clear that there is a strong message that the Iranian leadership is sending out to the world, that despite the fact that the country came under attack from the United States and Israel, the dominant military power in the world and the most powerful military in the Middle East, Iran is still together as a nation. The Islamic Republic was not overthrown. This is a message of resistance and resilience. And what the Iranians are really signaling to the region, and by extension the world at large, is that despite the fact that the country was under this intense attack and intense pressure, the succession process carried through. And this is really a message of continuity on the part of the Islamic Republic, despite the extreme circumstances that have been imposed on Iran since late February.
We're expecting very large crowds. How do you see the level of nationalism at the moment in Iran? And is that different from support for the regime?
Well, that's a really good question. Iran is a country of tens of millions of people. It's a very complicated, very dynamic country. The regime has its supporters. It also has its opponents. There are also many people in Iran who do not necessarily have a love for the Islamic Republic, but they certainly have rallied around the homeland, if you will. That is not necessarily to say they rallied around the government, but they certainly rallied around the homeland. I think it's important for analysts to avoid overgeneralizations. But what we do know is that the Islamic Republic certainly has a strong support base in the country. There are millions of Iranians who are out in the streets right now, and for many in the society, the killing of the previous supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, has been a very emotional experience, and he was a father to many in the country. I am certainly not saying that he was revered by everyone in Iran. Again, there are segments of the society that do not support the ruling government at all. But as I said, the government certainly has a strong support base. And I think we're seeing many of those Iranians out in the streets right now. It's a very, very emotional time for them.
Giorgio, we haven't had any public sightings of the new supreme leader since he succeeded his father. Is there any sense that that may happen in the next few days, or is there still uncertainty around his condition?
Well, there certainly are these uncertainties around Mujtaba Khamenei's condition. He was certainly injured during the attack that resulted in the death of his father and other family members of his. So that's obviously an important factor. But I think the Iranian authorities are also trying to make sure that the Israelis do not kill him as they killed his father in late February. Obviously, security is a central issue here. I think everyone in Iran is nervous about the possibility of Israel trying to pull off an attack during these funeral ceremonies. Also, even if Israel would not do that, they could certainly try to gather some intelligence to figure out where he would be going after the funeral. So I think definitely the authorities in Iran want to probably try to play things safe and avoid a scenario where Israel would be able to kill the current supreme leader of the country.